AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. President Biden says the numbers are the proof that vaccinations against the coronavirus are working. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
The president says 300 million doses have been administered during his first 150 days in office. Nearly 43% of the population's now fully vaccinated.
Deaths and hospitalizations are drastically down in places where people are getting vaccinated.
But he says some areas with lower vaccination rates are seeing more cases and deaths.
How are you doing? Is this your birthday?
At Atlanta's historic Ebenezer Baptist Church, Vice President Harris watched people get vaccines and urged others to follow.
We together have the power to end this pandemic.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
A new AP NORC poll shows some people are feeling the lifting of virus restrictions may be happening too quickly. Tourist Alicia Walter in Washington, D.C. still uses a mask.
I think I'm getting a little more comfortable. It's a weird feeling, but I'm getting more comfortable. It's nice to see people's faces again.
About a third of those questioned think restrictions in their area have been lifted too quickly, but 40% say the pace of reopening is just about right. Poll finds majorities of people who were regularly doing so before the pandemic say they are returning to bars and restaurants or traveling and attending events such as movies or sporting events. Juneteenth celebrations, Mississippi and Alabama being postponed, a disorganized storm system carrying tropical storm force winds churning through the Gulf of Mexico. John Cangelosi is at the National Hurricane Center, and he says the big story is rain.
If you're in a place that doesn't flood terribly, just stay indoors. If you're in a major flood zone, then maybe go somewhere a little safer.
A tropical storm warning is in effect for parts of Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, and Florida. The storm is also expected to bring heavy rain from the Gulf to the southern Appalachian Mountains. This is AP News. The NCAA tells member schools to compensate athletes.
NCAA President Mark Emmert wants the organization's member schools to act swiftly on allowing college athletes to be compensated for their name, image, and likeness. The Associated Press has obtained a memo Emmert sent to member schools Friday in which he wrote, if rules changes are not in place by July, he will take action. Emmert cited emerging state laws for the need to act quickly. Five states have so-called NIL laws set to go into effect July 1st. First, that will allow college athletes to accept payment for endorsements, personal appearances, and social media posts. The NCAA Division I Council could act as early as next week when it meets Tuesday and Wednesday. I'm Mike Gracia.
Former Vice President Mike Pence heckled today in Orlando, Florida. A few of those at the Faith and Freedom Coalition gathering shouting traitor. In January, some who attacked the Capitol threatened to hang Pence because of his role in certifying Joe Biden's election win. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9th, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.